WMFO Medford, and good afternoon to all of you. Happy Hanukkah for those of you who are observing the Festival of Lights. And this is supposed to turn off, but it didn't. Wonder why it didn't turn off. Make time start. Okay, I think it's off now. Good. Oh, well, so as some of you may know, tonight begins a 24-hour observance, a commemoration of the passing of my father, Israel Shmuel Uven Rokitch, 33 years ago, fourth night of Hanukkah. And so much of the program, the program is dedicated to him. It should be a raising for his neshama, and I'll be sharing a little bit of Avraham Sutton's understanding of the Ketoros, the holy incense, with us, as well as some Hanukkah insights from Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, and some music and such. So we have something, New Beginnings from Sfat. And of course, I don't have my glasses on yet, so I can't see. Okay, so we'll just start off with this one. I say that, they were playing some Beatles music. I had the pleasure over Thanksgiving with my nephew and his wife and family. I watched the first of the 2.5 hours of the trilogy of Get Back, which is quite interesting. A lot of footage that you just never would have seen before. I don't know what the other two sections are going to be like, but that one was definitely interesting. Yeah, so if you get a chance, I think it's only on the Disney Plus channel, and you have to, subscribe to that. So, but I'd say, it's worth it if you're into that kind of thing. All right, here we go. Oh, CD2. Oh, I see what I did. I got CD2 on there twice. That's not going to work. See if we can get CD1 to play. Okay. Oh, got it. I've got it backwards. Thank you.
Asher bara sason v'simcha chatan v'kala. 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 Gilarina titsa vechetba Ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyot. Gilarina titsa vechetba Ava v'yachva v'shalom v'reyot. Sason v'simcha, chatan v'kala. Asher bara, sason v'simcha, chatan v'kala.
tov, umazel tov, siman tov, umazel tov.
That's why. Okay, that was Andy Statman, Avotis Halevi, archival recordings from the 1990s on Sadek label. That first part was a Father's Bracha, followed by Lo Sevoshi. It's a very beautiful CD, and I enjoyed it. Before that, Pei Dalad, Open Eyes is the name of the release, and the song was Asher Bara. And we opened up with Simply Safat, the Magid's Nigun, from the release New Beginnings. So I want to just share a message for home fire preparedness. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, Chas V'Shalom, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms. I want to make sure now the volume is up high enough, because I saw before it wasn't, and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Yeah, fires are not fun. I experienced fires a couple of times. Once when I lived in Somerville, and smoking material was not put away properly, and it came up the side of the outside. It was on New Year's Eve. I can't remember now exactly, but I had to wake up my landlord. He didn't even know it was happening. And when the fire people came, the fire truck, they were throwing things out my second floor apartment, burning material, all my books, my forum. Oh, boy. It was not pretty. But I was okay. And then I couldn't find my cats. I had two at that time. And I did finally find them. They were under the bed. the miracle was that when I came back after, you know, having to deal with the cleanup and everything, in the mud and the snow, I found one of a treasure, my father's, one of his siddurim for learning or getting ready for the Yom Kippur, and his dictionary, his Yiddish-English dictionary, how he taught himself to learn English. So finding those, that was really a great thing. So I want to talk a little bit now about the holiday of Hanukkah, which we're almost in the middle of. Tonight is the fourth candle that we light. And let's see what the Rebbe has to say about the significance of Hanukkah. The king at that time, King Antiochus, was not out to annihilate the Jewish people, God forbid, or to enslave us, or drive us from our land. The Greeks were at war not with our physical existence, but with our souls. Their aim was to strip our way of life of its spirituality, of its holiness. It was acceptable in the eyes of the Hellenists for Jews to identify as Jews and even to study Torah and do mitzvahs, provided that we were willing to forsake the godliness of Torah. The pragmatic materialism of Greek culture left no room for our special relationship with God. This idea has particular significance in the modern world. Today, thank God, the majority of world Jewry lives in relative material comfort. Democratic society affirms our basic rights of survival, and many opportunities are available to Jews that were denied to us in more oppressive times. These blessings, however, also have made it easy to overlook the very source of our strength as a people. Like the Hellenists of old, today's prevailing secular culture, with its emphasis on materialism and hedonism, can obscure the spiritual aspect of life. The Hanukkah lights are sacred, as we say in the prayer after lighting the menorah. We are not permitted to make use of them, only to look at them and offer thanks and praise for your miracles, for your wonders, and for your salvations. We affirm the supremacy of spiritual light over coarse materialism, of divine wisdom over human limitations. We recognize that the world in which we live is not an end in itself, but exists to serve a higher spiritual purpose. A great rabbi once remarked that you cannot chase away darkness with a stick. You have to turn on the light. The way to eliminate darkness, to rid the world of ignorance, negativity, hatred, and greed, is to kindle the lights of knowledge, generosity, hope, and love. The Hanukkah menorah is lit only after nightfall. This signifies that our purpose is to illuminate the darkness of this world until the time when, as the prophet says, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God. It may be difficult for us to perceive godliness in our everyday lives, but Hanukkah reminds us, even in our darkest moments, that the light of knowledge can shine brightly, that redemption is at hand if we will kindle just one more lamp. Now, I want to do, let's see if I can switch things around here. I've got, this should really say CD2. I've got this mixed up a little bit here. See if I can get this to work. No, it's not working. Why is that? Okay. Well, okay, it's not allowing me to do this. Let's see if I can switch this one to CD1. I'm not sure what's going on here. Well, it worked before, now it's not working. Okay. Naturally, there's technical stuff to do every time I come into this station. It's like that. Okay, so. Now we got it. And now we get this to CD2. With any luck at all, we'll be in shape. Nope, I got the wrong one here. I think we're in business now. Okay.
Moshiach ben David, we need you. Yovoi v'yigoleinu.
So beautiful. That's Yehuda Green, Moshiach, where are you? So this is from the Soul of Hanukkah. I've read from this before. The teachings of Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach. And I don't think this is close enough here. Let's get this closer. Yeah. All right. And this is compiled by Rabbi Shlomo Katz. Hanukkah is the one holiday where we defy death. The Maccabees were 70 people fighting 500,000 soldiers. Certain death. 70 people walking in against 500,000 soldiers? You're dead before you even look around. You don't have a living chance. But not Yehuda the Maccabee. Let me ask you something. Do you think the Maccabees killed 500,000 people? The truth is that they killed very few. They didn't need to. When Yehuda the Maccabee came riding out on a lion, the Greeks momish took off. You have to realize the world doesn't usually pick up heroes from us. They have a few heroes here and there, but even they know that Yehuda the Maccabee is one of the greatest heroes in the world. Why? Comparison to the Greeks, we had very few weapons. All we had were old swords. A person organizing such a revolution, 70 people driving out a whole army, it's just not to be believed. How could he even try? The greatest audacity in the world is to say that there is no God. God gives you such a beautiful life and you deny him? This is what the Greeks did. This was the Greek chutzpah. So, you know what the Maccabees did? The Maccabees fought them as if the Greeks had the most chutzpah in the world. And is there a bigger chutzpah than this? We were 70 people against 500,000. We weren't bigger than they were. We weren't stronger than they were. So how did we win? You have chutzpah? I have chutzpah. You have audacity? I have audacity. You have unholy audacity? I have holy audacity. Yay. I love how he puts it. It's just so right there, right there. All right. Thank you. Okay, that was Alan Eder and Friends from Celebrate Hanukkah compilation CD. Shel Hanukkah was the song. And before that, Craig Taubman from Shel Hanukkah, Celebrate Hanukkah. It was Mia Malel from the Hanukkah Lounge, instrumental to age music. Don Byron, Festival of Lights. The song is Oi Tata. So, now, one of the customs during the 8 days of Hanukkah is to say a series of Tehillim, a series of Psalms called Hallel as a group. And it's usually done during the daytime. It's just getting to sunset. So I wanted to wait to talk about Dad's Yahrzeit because it begins actually at sunset. But so I wanted to start. I didn't get to do the Hallel yet. And so I want to share a little snippet of it with you. So the first is the blessing that you say before the Hallel. Baruch atah Hashem Elohim. I can say Adonai because I'm actually saying it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu likro es ha'Hallel. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to read the Hallel. And then it goes to Psalm 113. I'll read the English first. Hallelujah. Give praise, you servants of Hashem. Praise the name of Hashem. Praise be the name of Hashem from this time and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, which is so appropriate, Hashem's name is praised. High above all nations is Hashem. Above the heavens is his glory. Who is like Hashem, our God, who is enthroned on high? Yet deigns to look upon the heaven and the earth. He raises the needy from the dust. From the trash heaps he lifts the destitute to seat them with the nobles of his people. He transforms the barren wife into a glad mother of children. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, of a day, Adonai, hallelujah, shame, Adonai, shame, Adonai, mevorach, me'atavi ad olam, mi'mizrach shemesh ad mevo, mehulal, shame, Adonai, ramal kol goyim, Adonai, ahashamayim kevodo, mika Adonai Eloheinu, hamach bihi, lo sheves, hamash pili litz, liros, vashamayim uvaaretz, Miki, mi meki, mi mea fordal, mea shbos yarim evyon. Lo shivi, lo shivi, im nedivim, im nedive amo, mo shivi akares habayis, em habanim semecha hallelujah.
Bye. of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The lion of Judah, yeah, shall break every chain. And divine eyes of victory again and again. Give thanks and praise again.
Candelita, seis candelitas, seis candelicas, ocho candelas para mí.